This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's provocation time on the radio, and that means we're going to go through the stories, the list of things from Talkers Magazine, according to them, what they say are the big talk topics this week. And on the panel of Intelligentsia, Rich McFadden, who's at the controls, actually, in our studio in Washington, Victoria Keelan, who's associated with one of the finest radio programs in the history of broadcasting, the DJV show. She happens to be the V in the DJV show. And speaking of, sometimes people think I'm saying quickly the Diva show. It's DJV show, not the Diva show.
It could be, yeah.
And speaking of divas, Walter Sterling has joined us. He is a Westwood One talk host. You can hear his program on the weekend, Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern time. He has lots of memories. He's known a lot of people in the talk radio world. He brings a certain amount of expertise to our conversations because he's sort of a naysayer. And you'll probably get the drift of what that means as we go through the actual list here of things, according to talkers anyway, that are the biggies. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio as usual. What's going on in week one of the NFL? Tom Brady says he's going to play forever, or at least for the next 5 years, whichever comes first. Major League Baseball action, that sort of thing as we get. Isn't it amazing? We're talking about the end of the season. Already, woo. At number nine, something that I think is, well, because it happened late in the week, it hasn't attracted as much attention as it will over the weekend. An overview in depth of the life of Burt Reynolds, bigger than life, the passing of Burt Reynolds, a heart condition. Man, did that guy have a life. He really did. Twitter banning Alex Jones at number eight. The NBC Weinstein story continuing. I don't know if that's as big as... I asked Walter about this because he's been with all the high muckety-mucks over the years at all the big networks. Weinstein and NBC trying to kill that story because of their relationship with him. What about Les Moonves getting booted out of CBS? What do you make of that?
The last time I got fired, I got 7 weeks severance. I had to get a lawyer to get more, and I got 8 weeks after I spent money on a lawyer. They're about to fire Les and give him $100 million for his misbehavior. $100 million, and I believe is all framed by Shari Redstone, who wants to merge the two companies, Viacom and CBS. And Les kept saying no, 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 no. So Shari threw a banana peel.
Well, Jerry Redstone's father was the founder of Viacom, a guy named Sumner Redstone. This is a Massachusetts company. This guy is, 97, I think, now, or 98. His daughter has taken over in his stead. She's no pushover, and there's always been a clash between her and Moonves as to who actually was going to control this, what? How much is this company, CBS and Viacom, together worth? Hundreds of billions of dollars. That's a big company.
He was winning. And then,
well, if that's the case, though, Walter, if not to get too deeply into the weeds, but if he's winning, then why does the board of directors want to throw him out?
Well,
because that's where this
winning,
is coming from.
No, he was winning until the sexual misconduct allegation showed up. And then he started losing.
All right. Did somebody go digging for a way to discredit him? Is that what this is about?
Yes, and that's why they're also going to give him $100 million to go away rather than just tell him to go away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is the message here that if you sexually abuse your employees, that they'll pay you?
Well, that's exactly the message that it's sending to women.
Right.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Right.
That would make me just boycott CBS anyway.
Well, it kind of tells you about, you know, the real heart and soul of all of this stuff. We're back to money again. And how it has been used, and that's maybe the business to look at number 7, the Weinstein story. You know, the impact financially of deals that NBC had. Do you have any insight into that, Walter? The deals that the NBC had with Weinstein?
I happen to believe NBC's point of view on this, which is they keep saying the reason we didn't run the story is we could not get one of the accusers to go on record by name. And therefore, for journalistic standards, they didn't have a story.
But that's not
why
true.
Why does everybody else have the good
yeah,
on then?
That actually wasn't true, because the woman came forward and said she was attached to the story and she was willing to even go on camera for Ronan Farrow's initial first draft. So NBC, they're lying.
For those of you who don't know the story, I'm sorry, we didn't do a good job of this. Ronan Farrow, who is Mia Farrow and Woody Allen's son, has
Frank
been responsible.
Frank
Sinatra, excuse
right.
me, thank you, Miss Walsh.
Yeah. Don't tell Woody. don't tell Woody that he didn't father that incredibly gorgeous son.
So there, this guy has been working, and he was the person responsible for first outing Weinstein, and the stories then have been legion. This kid gone on and on and on, finding out, getting dirt in a lot of these people, these titans of Hollywood. And so he was interviewed, and NBC says, well, we don't have enough information, and so we're not going to run the story on Weinstein that Farrow put together. That's nonsense. With all of the other information that's there, they couldn't find a reporter to go interview somebody.
Why did NBC not run a story because they don't have enough information?
Right. Exactly. And Weinstein showed up in the newsroom personally. Come on, really? And you're going to try to make the claim that, oh, you just didn't have a source who was willing to go on camera? I don't believe
nonsense.
Any of that.
All right, we'll continue.
Meanwhile, they're all talking about an op-ed this week that's anonymous.
Right, exactly. Yeah, how does that have any credibility whatsoever? That's the number one story, actually, Richie. You're right. The whole business about the New York Times, the only reason it was in there is because...
We don't need to know who wrote it, but we won't talk about this Harvey Weinstein thing because there's nobody here to talk about it.
Right, yeah. The New York Times, man, what a piece of trash. And just really
well, I think the way to talk about the New York Times from now on is the way they would talk about a radio show, which is a local newspaper.
Okay.
Remember newspaper? They always say a local radio station without ever giving the call. Well, let's just call them what they are, which is not only are they, I know the research on the New York Times, not only is it a local newspaper, it doesn't have distribution to most of New York City. It has no reporter in Queens, not one reporter in Queens, but two in Miami. And their only distribution, and it's a fact, is on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. That's it. So this is a local newspaper.
And the fact that they are big in Miami tells you what about the actual readership?
No, it tells you about the arrogance of the paper thinking, well, you know, we're going to be a national paper and have reporters in Miami, L.A., Chicago. But, oh, by the way, none in Queens. It's a local newspaper. And that's what I'd always call it from now on. It's a local newspaper.
That's a great perspective on it. All right. Walter, Rich, Victoria, Doug, at 15:15, this is the Talk Radio Roundup. Here's an urgent message from Dr. David Brownstein. Did you know that your body's primary defense center resides in your gut? You knew that, right? My friends, the doctors that are associated with my weekday program, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, say basically the same thing. Did you know... And a lot of people don't know, actually, that your system's ability to fight disease and the other things that go wrong in your body is because the bacteria is not operating properly in your gut. That's where your body's immune system is located. And so don't become a patient. Take advantage of a fabulous tea called Life Change Tea. It's very simple. This is a super strong tea that cleanses your body from all those intruders that will mess up your gut, that will mess up and cause disease in your body. Life Change Tea is all natural. Life Change Tea is all organic. Life Change Tea is made and blended in these here United States. So, you want to clean your body out, get rid of the unhealthy bacteria and other stuff that's in there, the yuckabungas, as I call them, and you just easily go to getthetea.com. Yep, go to the website getthetea.com, use the discount code DJV, and they will ship, get the, well, the number of teas, but Life Change is the strongest one, and the one that fights the pesticides and the things that are a result of processed foods. No GMOs, no pesticides anymore. Use Life Change Tea. Every day have a cup, and your life will change. The benefits are as long as your arm. You got to go to getthetea.com to get it. Getthetea.com. Discount code DJV. They're shipping free, not available in stores anywhere. Clean out your body with Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
All right, let's see a couple of other stories that are on the list here we haven't talked about yet. Bob Woodward's book is included in the list of the top 10 stories. The confirmation hearings continuing for Mr. Kavanaugh at the Supreme Court. Kaepernick, I always like to say it not the way he likes to pronounce it. Colon rather than Colin. Anyway, those are some of the things that we will talk about subsequently here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen at 20. No, it isn't either, actually. Rich, you said we had 30 seconds. We had a minute.
No, you have another minute there, sir.
I have another. All right. People list. On the list, the 10 people include at number 10, Burt Reynolds, Alex Jones at number 9. All right, I'll keep it to myself for a moment. At number eight, John McCain. Ronan Farrow is at number 7, and Colin Kaepernick is at 6, Jeff Sessions at 5, Mueller at 4. Do I even have to say his first name? Is it ineffective? Robert, who are you talking about, Mueller, the guy that makes the egg noodles?
Are you going to make Mueller like Madonna now?
Right, that's it, yeah. Madonna, Oprah.
Elvis, Michael.
Yeah, right. Brett Kavanaugh and Cory Booker. That's interesting because Cory Booker is running for president. That's number 3. Woodward is. You don't think? All right. Bob Woodward is number 2. And the Trumpster, the Donald, at number 1 on the people list here on the Talk Radio Review.
Do the
why does IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
For us to continue our stories regarding the stories here on the Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden. So let's go back to the lists, well, the list, the people list, the stories list. We were about to talk about, I don't know how much insight we can bring to the public regarding the Tuesday primaries this past week. What I do think is important to know at this point anyway in the discussion is how much money was spent for advertising in the primaries and how much money will be spent as we move forward to the actual elections in November. According to many different sources, that number could be as high as $8 billion dollars in advertising, much of it to be spent in 10 or 12 states, but that number itself seems so obscene, considering that that was the total amount that was spent by the candidates in the presidential election 2 years ago, and it's twice as much as was spent 8 years ago. This is becoming a real conundrum for me to try to figure out where all this money comes from. Why is it, or is it so obvious that it should be, it's like the nose on your face? There's so much money coming in to get people elected to positions of power so that they can influence things that the donors want influenced. But $8 billion, is there no limit? This is extreme. It seems to me, anyway. It's good for the radio business.
Spend it all, because where does that money end up?
Well, that's with us. For business.
Right.
Yeah, with us. Yeah.
With us.
Right.
And then what do we do with it? We spend it, you know, it just keeps the money out in circulation. I'd rather
have it
in the pockets of the people that it gets out to, because then the radio stations spend the money and it gets out into circulation into the public instead of having it in those crazy people's hands.
This is not a tax. No one's forcing anybody to spend this money. These are donations either from incredibly rich people or in PACs. It's all voluntary money. It's like public broadcasting.
except in public broadcasting, are they using the money to try to, I mean, advertising is about influencing people. Okay, that's fine, and obviously it works, otherwise they wouldn't spend the money. So that's good for us, for the indication or the assessment of our work is good, because the message gets across. But what is the message, and what are they trying to, it's different if you're buying advertising. Let's say we're selling pillows, and I'm trying to get you to buy some pillows. That's great, but there's nobody that is coming from my pillow to give Joe Blow running for Congress a couple of bucks to influence what's going on in the business world of my pillow.
The reason there is the reason for political advertising is not to convince you of a certain candidate. The reason for political advertising is to compel people to actually go and vote. That is the challenge. The minute most candidates declare, most people know who they would vote for. The job of advertising is to get you off your duff and into the polling place.
You know, it's interesting. Usually the primaries are not recognized by the average person as being the more important of the two elections, which in fact I maintain it is, because the crazies are the only ones who have, in traditional terms, turned out for the primaries to get their crazy candidates onto the ballot. People don't realize, unless they've had some good civics courses, that the primaries are really more important, especially in terms of shaking out the nutbirds that you don't really want to see in positions of power, unless that's an elitist statement. Who am I to declare who the nutbirds are? But basically speaking, you look at the people who are in the primary list, and there's a lot of nutbirds there. And so that has been a bugaboo for me. In my town, we had a primary, and 24% of the registered voters showed up to vote, and everybody thought that was, wow, this is fabulous. 24% of the eligible voters showed up. This is a primary.
It's the same around the country. That's about all you get.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting. And people don't know what they're giving up by not participating, it would seem to me. 28 past the hour.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
This report is brought to you by U.S. Express. With low unemployment contributing to a severe driver shortage, national trucking company U.S. Express is introducing a college scholarship program to help attract and retain drivers. The program is open to all of U.S. Express's roughly 7,000 drivers, and in a first, their dependents, age 17 to 26. All professionally trained U.S. Express drivers can enroll in the company's Full Ride program to earn a degree online through Ashford University. Each driver may enroll up to two dependents at one time. Eric Fuller, president and CEO of U.S. Express, discusses this new initiative.
In order to attract more drivers, many companies are offering increased pay and signing bonuses. In addition to doing that, U.S. Express is proud to be the first trucking company ever to offer our drivers and their families a full ride to earn a bachelor's or master's degree in the field of their choice.
U.S. Express is one of the top five largest truckload carriers in the United States. For more, visit usexpress.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After 23 years at CBS, CEO Les Moonves is leaving, effective immediately. His departure comes amid new sexual misconduct charges by six more women reported in The New Yorker. L.A. Times reporter Meg James.
All of these women were in a work setting, and they were sort of stunned by what they described to be very aggressive passes, forcible kissing, and in one case went to the Los Angeles Police Department. She said that Moonves forced her to perform oral sex on him.
Moonves denies the allegations that he calls appalling. An independent investigation is underway and will determine Moonves' final severance payout. CBS says $20 million is being donated to organizations supporting the Me Too movement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Gladiators of talk radio, news talk radio in the focus here. The end of each week sees us going through the stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine, the so-called Bible of the talk radio industry, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. These lists are published there every week, and all kinds of stories about some of your favorite hosts, all that good stuff. And the stories, if you will, behind the stories. So, let us concentrate on this, the item, actually the people list, number three has Cory Booker there. Cory Booker is the 50-year-old senator, mayor of Newark before he became a senator from New Jersey.
our own Victoria Keelan, who's here with Rich McFadden, Walter Sterling, and Doug Steffen, is a resident of the state of New Jersey. How do people in New Jersey look upon Mr. Booker in general? And then as a result of some of the statements he's made this week, how does that impact his desire to be the next black senator, next to black president? It was clear to me that he was going to be running in 2020 and had pretty good chance until this past week, or maybe that hasn't affected a lot of people's views on him. So how do you view him in general, Victoria?
Well, I didn't have anything, and again, I'm a recent transplant to New Jersey, so
yeah, you grew up
literally
in New Jersey.
Googling, yeah, but I haven't followed New Jersey politics. I've been a New Yorker for a long time, so
yeah.
I haven't had anything against Cory Booker, except I think it was last year, he did not support Bernie Sanders' bill that would have brought prescription drug prices down, because obviously in New Jersey, this is sort of the insurance. Or the pharmaceutical companies, they're all based here. So they're obviously in his pocket.
I'm sorry, I said insurance,
no,
and I meant pharma.
I meant pharma too. So so obviously they're in his pocket, because there was no reason why he shouldn't have supported, you know, Bernie Sanders in that. So I didn't like him for that. I thought it was very transparent and very opportunistic. So that's kind of been my only take on him. I think he's a bit of a showboater. He certainly loves the camera. I don't think he's going to run for president. I don't think he'd have the support. I just don't really think that much about him at all, either way
Richie,
at this point.
Richie sure doesn't think he's got a chance, so why?
Well, I think
what's
he's
in,
right. He is a grandstander, and he proved it yesterday when, during the Kavanaugh hearings, he was jumping up and down, yelling, saying that he wanted these documents from when Kavanaugh worked with the White House released so that they could see what he had talked with within the White House and George Bush on racial profiling and Roe v. Wade. And so he had asked the committee to clear the documents so that he could use them in the hearings. And when the hearings came up yesterday, he decided and said, "This is my Spartacus moment," and went on this rampage about how he's going to break all the Senate rules, and I don't care if they kick me out of the Senate, and yada, 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 and goes ahead and releases these documents and talks about them. Well, what he didn't realize is that the documents that he had asked to be cleared were actually cleared at 4 a.m. that morning, after the evening he had asked them to be cleared. So he goes on to question Kavanaugh about them, and Kavanaugh basically says on racial profiling, on when police pull over, "I think it should be race neutral." Oh, okay. Game over.
Next.
So basically he pulled this stunt. And not only were the documents already released, which he knew, and still went along with the stunt, but then he didn't get the answer he expected from Kavanaugh. So it was a big fat dud right there, and now he looks like a moron. But it depends on where you read about it.
I thought he looked like a moron when we found out that he, as mayor of Newark, did not live in Newark. And he did not.
Yeah, what about his friend T-Bone, the drug dealer?
Wait a minute, hold on a second. He was mayor of Newark and he didn't live there? Where the heck did he live and how did he get away with that?
He lived nearby. He didn't really get away with it, and because we're talking about it. But the other thing about the Judge Kavanaugh hearings, I think he's doing an incredible job. That Judge Kavanaugh, who I knew nothing about, when I'm looking at him answering these questions and on television, I find him charming and direct and much more effective than I would have ever imagined.
Well, I've got one huge bone to pick with Judge Kavanaugh, because he said that birth control is abortion-inducing, and that is not only medically so inaccurate and so just stupid, but that, to me,
that is stupid. Did he actually say that?
He did. He was talking with Ted Cruz about an old case where the Catholic priests didn't want to supply birth control.
Is this part of the public hearing process this week?
Yeah, this really? Is, you can, yeah, this is,
oh,
you can Google this,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, and of course, Planned Parenthood has, you know, issued a statement saying, like, hello, no wonder there are so many protests there by women, because 95% of women use birth control in some form in their lifetime, and to say that all birth control is abortion-inducing, that's moronic. And
you don't
want to
make
every,
this an issue. If you don't
women
want to
have every right to be concerned
this,
about this
don't
guy,
say
is my point.
Anything about this stuff.
Right, but what I'm saying is women have every right to be concerned about this guy as a Supreme Court judge. That's I was okay with him up until that point, and now to me,
well,
it's a
reality.
Non-starter.
Here's the reality, they have the 51 votes. There's nothing anybody can do. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
So all of this is just.
Walter, is your wife upset about some of these things that Victoria is talking about?
My wife's upset that I don't earn more money, and she's upset that the charge at Saks was declined. These are the things my wife's concerned about. Oh, and the fact that one of the windows on our 14-year-old car is stuck in the down position and we expect 4 inches of rain. These are the things my wife's concerned about.
Okay,
I doubt
but what
if
about,
she even
you
knows.
Have, you have three daughters, so as a father, are you not concerned about the future of your daughter's independence when it comes to taking care of their own health care? And having rights to choose what happens to their own bodies, to me, like, that should be a cause for concern.
If you met my daughters, you'd have no concern about their ability to determine their fate and future. However,
well,
you'd have absolutely no concern.
People would say that about me too, Walter. But you know, law is law.
Here's how I feel. First of all, note that that Judge Kavanaugh had his 18 children in Catholic school uniforms sitting next to him. And so I don't think birth control has been a big part of that house. Secondly, if he said that birth control was a form of abortion,
he's got 18 children.
I'm just kidding.
No,
he is a Catholic. He is a Catholic bevy of children, and and if he said that, he's an idiot. And my feeling about I like what Dukakis said about abortion, which was that nobody likes abortion. But in my opinion. I'm not a woman, so I have no opinion about abortion.
Mm-hmm. I like what PJ O'Rourke said about abortion. I believe in it, too, if it were retroactive.
Yeah.
No,
Walter and I on the serious side. This is the Walter and I would probably have this conversation with you, Victoria, or anybody else. In terms of relationships, I have not, fortunately, in my life been in a position where someone I was with had to confront whether to have an abortion or not. However, if they did, I would urge them or hope I could somehow influence them to carry the child to term and have the child adopted.
Not me. Not me. I've been in that position three times.
Okay.
And every time I said, whatever you want to do, I will support, no problem.
Was it with the same woman three times?
Or was
it three different women?
But that's what the answer should be.
It's none of my business. It's not my body.
Right.
I don't carry the baby for 9 months. It's not my child. As a man, I can't begin to imagine the relationship of my body to a baby. I can't begin to imagine that. I don't have
that
ability.
But you are responsible for them getting pregnant.
None of,
you're the one that made the baby. They don't make the baby.
No. Right. We were responsible, and it winds up in her body, and it's her decision.
But you're actually irresponsible.
Okay.
We may have been irresponsible.
All right. Let's pause now for a couple of important announcements from a few of our favorite sponsors. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on MyPillow. MyPillow has mattress toppers. Did you know that? Three layers. This mattress topper is three layers thick. Foam for support and durability, transitional foam for optimal comfort, and then there's that zippered cover made from the same material that they use on the MyPillows. It's a fabulous, and this just shows how extensive their line of products. They're known as MyPillow, but they have all kinds of things, sheets, mattresses, all kinds of bed toppers. You can go through the catalog, see what's there, and then get the best prices ever by using the code DJV. So if you're looking to get a good night's rest, you want to have all the best accessories, the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, get a great night's sleep every night with MyPillow products. The pillow is made from 100% cotton. You can buy one, get one free right now. And so many other things, up to 55% off on their special new Pillow Plus. That's a great product line and a great American company. So go online to MyPillow.com. Order your pillows. Get a great night's rest. Order the sheets. Order the whatever. Look there. And you'll be happy to know they'll finance anything you spend over $200. That's also an asset. So go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. And start out by getting two of the world's most comfortable pillows at half price. Stop tossing and turning and get much better rest at MyPillow.com. Get your MyPillows and other products at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that will make it king comfortable. Powered by a 450-horsepower twin-turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first-class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
All right, a couple more minutes here with our panel of experts, Victoria Keelan, Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the talkers list here. We've been through a lot of the controversy. We haven't talked about Alex Jones, and I think, Walter, because you're the national talk expert, talk show expert, what do you think of Alex Jones and his program?
I think that Twitter has done an amazing thing. They've taken a fringe character and made him famous. 99% of America has never heard him. They have no idea what they're talking about. And he's a circus performer. He couldn't be happy. This is the greatest gift possible. Mm-hmm. Imagine, Doug, if you were smart enough to do something so stupid as to get Twitter to ban you, you'd be famous. Mm-hmm. They'd be fighting over your show.
What will happen with Alex? What do we do? What can we do to get him to ban us on Twitter? Well, the interesting thing this week, Richie, was that Mario Rubio, one of the great grandstanders of all time, Marco. I think, politically. Marco, I always call him Mario. Marco Rubio was someplace doing an interview, and Alex Jones is trying to get in his face, and Marco Rubio tells him to go away, leave him alone, and Alex keeps
That's what got Alex Jones eventually kicked off of Twitter, is his antics outside of the Capitol, while Jack What's-His-Face, the owner of Twitter, was inside testifying, and Alex Jones was just running his sideshow outside, and they basically said, look at this nut. He's out of here.
He almost got into a fist fight. Marco Rubio said to him, we want to go outside? Let's take this outside. They were ready to, to duke it out. It's really amazing. This guy has zero class.
Says, Alex is just loving it, eating it up.
Oh, yeah, eating it all up.
The best thing that could ever happen to him.
Yep.
Right. Problem is he's got nowhere to put his content now. I mean, he's been banned off of Twitter,
radio.
Facebook.
He's got a radio, daily radio show.
I know. Don't know how many stations, though.
No, three or four. It's 10 before the hour.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Nimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Now 53 after the hour, and it is our job in this moment, at this time every week, to go through the top five technology-related stories, the top five that will affect you or have affected you. Victoria Keelan is here to do that. We'll start with number five on our way to number one, with a focus on something new from Instagram.
Yep, Instagram is working on a new standalone app dedicated to shopping. Now, Instagram has been tempting users for a while now with all kinds of targeted ads, and you can shop right through the Instagram app. And so now, with all of those businesses, all 25 million retail businesses are on Instagram, so now they'll have their own new shopping app, and you can just go, they haven't named it yet, and they have not announced when it will be released, but but it's pretty much going to be a surefire thing. And the way people are shopping on Instagram, this just makes nothing but sense. And so it's a lot of critics are saying that, or tech experts are saying that this is the right move for Instagram, and it's just the next evolution for them to step into the e-commerce area. And they have lots of advertisers on Instagram now, so all of that will be rolled into this new standalone app. Right now they're calling it IG Shopping, but it may change from that.
Okay, number four on our way to number one is a focus on something happening at Microsoft this week.
Microsoft owns Skype, which is something I didn't even know until this week.
Yeah.
I don't know when they bought Skype. It started as an independent app a long time ago, but so Microsoft bought it at some point. And if you are a Skype user, which a lot of people use Skype for business meetings, conference calls, things like that, beyond just personal use, you may have noticed that it started to look a little wonky, and it's kind of the design change to make it look more like Snapchat. It did not go over well. So Microsoft announced this week they are changing Skype yet again, and it will probably look more like the original design. So it will be fewer buttons, it'll be more user-friendly, and the mobile app, turns out, is not popular for Skype. People really prefer to use Skype on their desktop, so that's another thing Microsoft is going to tweak.
All right. Number three, going up the list of the big timers, Google and their Chrome has something new for you.
Yep, Google did a whole new design on Chrome, and which is, of course, their internet search engine. And so one of the new big features is improved password managing. And this is really important. If you have Safari, if you're a Mac user, Safari is the internet browser, and they automatically generate passwords for you that are very long and complicated, but it gets saved into your keychain automatically. So Google took a note from Apple, and now Google Chrome will be doing the same thing for you. They really are trying to force people to stop using the same password for every account, because if someone hacks into you and they get one password, the first thing they do is they try that password out for every other account that's linked to your name. And if you are like most people and you use the same password over and over, that gives them access to however many times you've used that password. So if it's your bank accounts have the same password as your Netflix account, you're in bad shape. So Google Chrome really wants people to get away from that, and they'll be managing it for you. As of right now, the only thing they can't do is third-party passwords. So if you use Google Chrome to watch Netflix, they won't be able to save a Netflix password for you, but they do stress that you still should have a unique password for everything that you use.
You can watch your account being drained on Netflix. There's the way you handle that. Number two, Twitter. And their CEO testifying, what did he say?
Yeah, CEO Jack Dorsey has finally gone to Congress after numerous invitations that he turned down. He personally did not go, but he had sent lawyers and some other lower-level Twitter executives. And now he finally went by himself, and Congress had lots of questions for him about data misuse, Russian election interference, hate speech, things like that. And Jack Dorsey said, "We're going to do our best to make sure we catch everything, and we inform people as it affects them, but we're not going to catch everything." So he also said that Twitter does not have a politically biased algorithm, and when he actually analyzed all of the senators who were interviewing him, he analyzed all of their Twitter data, and it turns out Democrats tweet more than Republicans, and followers of Democrats retweet more. So it's not a bias, it's actually just a matter of who uses Twitter more. So it was kind of interesting.
All right, number one, quickly.
And California this week has legislature to approve a bill that's being called the strongest net neutrality law in the country. It heads to the governor's desk, and if it's signed into law, then it will basically revert back to the Obama administration's guidelines for net neutrality. No one can throttle your data, and everyone has to have the same speed.
All right, there it is. Top five items for this week, reported by Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.